Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. Stay tuned. International news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 9 o'clock. But first, with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Brazil's Soy Industry Association today raised its forecast for soy production for the 2013 growing season, while cutting its estimate for the 2012 season. The group raised the forecast for 2013 to 82.3 million metric tons from 81.6 million tons for its December forecast. The estimate for 2012 was trimmed to 67.3 million tons from 67.7 million metric tons. Remember that on Friday, USDA will weigh in with its latest projections for South America and world crop production and ending stocks numbers. That report coming out at 11 o'clock in the morning. And we will have a special broadcast on Friday looking at the numbers and how the trade reacted. That will be at 12:20 p.m. in the afternoon, and we hope you tune in for that. ADM's fiscal second quarter earnings surged as the agricultural giant reported stronger revenue and impacts from a big asset write-down a year earlier. For the quarter ending December 31st, Archer Daniels reported a profit of $510 million, or 77 cents a share, up from $80 million, or 12 cents a share, a year earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 13,937. It's down 42.25 points. The NASDAQ, 3,164, is down almost 7. And the S&P 500 is at 1,507. It is down almost 4 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Pleasant weather conditions will occur across a big part of the Midwest today, but we will be seeing a frequent occurrence of weather disturbances across the region as we move through the rest of the week and into the weekend. Most of the precipitation that occurs across the region is expected to be relatively light until we get to the end of the weekend and through the first half of next week, when a couple of storm systems may bring rain and snow to a larger portion of the Midwest. The storm systems that occur between now and the first part of next week will not be all that impressive. They will be fairly weak, but they will impact a portion of the region. The first disturbance comes into the region from portions of North Dakota into Minnesota and Wisconsin, eventually expands to the southwest, reaching back into Kansas. Now, most of the precipitation will not be significant in Iowa or Nebraska, even South Dakota. These areas will probably see little to no precipitation of consequence. But we may see a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a couple tenths of an inch of moisture in the form of snow in the upper parts of the Midwest. And then that band of precipitation from Kansas into Illinois and parts of Michigan will occur as rain in the southern parts of the region and snow in the north. And this will likely lay down between a tenth and maybe six tenths of an inch of moisture as the disturbance moves across those areas. And most of that precipitation will likely evolve as we go through the night tonight and into the morning tomorrow. As we go through the rest of the day tomorrow, the band of precipitation from Missouri to Michigan will march eastward and show some diminishing return as it moves further to the east, but areas in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, even Kentucky will all see rain and perhaps some snow, with most of the snow occurring in the northern half of the region, and accumulations could run anywhere from 1 to 4 inches. And parts of Michigan, maybe northern Indiana and northern Illinois will likely see the greatest amount of accumulative snow, and some locations could get more than 4 inches. The disturbance will go ahead and head out of the region as we go on into Friday and and into early Saturday. The next disturbance to develop will be in the Central Plains over the course of the weekend. At one time, it looked as though hard red winter wheat country would get a significant amount of moisture from this system, but now it looks like a band of rain and snow will occur in two locations. The first will be mostly a snow event, and it'll occur from western Nebraska into Minnesota and parts of the eastern Dakotas. This band may produce anywhere from 2 to 6 inch accumulations of snow, with some local totals upwards to 10 inches in the upper Midwest. And then a second area of rain, and mostly rain but changing to a little bit of snow, will occur from parts of Oklahoma and Texas into the heart of the Midwest, and this will occur as we move from Sunday into Monday. Some areas in the Delta and the southeastern U.S. will also see significant amounts of rainfall from both these systems I've mentioned here, and some of those areas, especially the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin, will likely stay plenty wet over this next week. One last disturbance will form in the Central Plains as we go into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. It'll move through the lower eastern Midwest and perhaps produce some snowfall from Missouri into Ohio, but this is a week from now, and the confidence is rather low. Our temperatures across the region here today will likely be seasonable, I guess, with a slight bit of a cooler bias. Highs will run in the 20s and 30s across the north, 40s and some 50s in the south. In fact, some areas in eastern Kansas may get over 60 degrees today. Tomorrow we'll see 20s and 30s in the north, 40s and 50s in the south, with again a few 60s in southeastern Missouri and southern Illinois. And then the cooler air will overspread the south there as we go into Friday, with highs in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest, with a few 40s in the south. Low temperatures at night each of these nights will likely drop into the single digits in the far north and some teens, and we'll likely see the southern areas in the teens and 20s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey. Your dream, our promise.
Our 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is set for March 5th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. We've got some of the best in the business presenting on the hottest topics, including farmland values for 2013, diversifying your operations with livestock, and, of course, our very popular soybean, corn, and cash grain panels. Our theme this year is Strategies for Market Profitability in 2013. Guarantee your seat by calling 217-333-7300. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and lunch. When you register with your major credit card, we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line the day of the event. The number to call is 217-333-7300. And if you happen to be in the Peoria area today, you could drop by the Peoria Civic Center. This afternoon, we're doing another one of our WILL Outlook panels as part of the Pork Expo there that day. We'll be on the stage at 1:30 to 3 o'clock. Todd Gleason will be moderating that panel. Our guest, a stellar lineup. If you are in the area, do drop by. Sue Martin from Ag and Investment Services will be there. David C. Nelson, who's with Rabobank, will be there. And Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises will be there. That is a dynamite lineup to learn more about marketing analysis and looking at the potential for marketing your crop in 2013. 1:30 p.m. at the Peoria Civic Center in Peoria, Illinois, as part of the Pork Expo. We hope that you do drop in for that. Looking at the markets very quickly, March wheat in Kansas City at 804, down 3 1/4. March wheat in Chicago, 752, down 5 1/2. March corn, 722 3/4, down 6 1/4. December, 581 1/2, down 8 1/2. March beans, 1482 3/4, down 12 3/4. And November at 1334 3/4, down 13 1/2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
I suppose what producers are wondering is, now that we had this technical objective reached in November soybeans, is that it? Or are we going to set back, or is there more upside?
Well, at this point in time, it's kind of a day-at-a-time issue. We have to see what the USDA gives us for old crop numbers here on Friday. But at these value levels, we've been telling guys, mix it up and make some value-based sales here. We've got a lot of our inputs already basically covered. It is profitable, or we've got good margins to make some sales here, to buy some puts, to make some sort of a strategy work. These value levels should do it.
Well, it looks like $15 is formable. Do we see another quarter anyway, 15 and a quarter likely?
You know, I think it depends on how the front month plays out. The front month probably does have another 25 to 50 cents in it under the right conditions. But we've got a couple of issues. One is we've got significant lineups at the South American ports, ships to be loaded. But there doesn't seem to be any sense of urgent business that needs to come to us just yet. The forecast right now, the nine-day model basically suggests a chance of rain for some of the drier areas in Brazil. That, coupled with some private forecasters projecting a little bit higher numbers for Brazil, has the market set back. But I think in the broad strokes, it's simply a catalyst while we gauge our real demand feature.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, March wheat at 752 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter. That's the Chicago variety. July, 763 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter. March corn, 722 and a quarter, down 6 and 3 quarters. July, 715 and a quarter, down 6 and 3 quarters. December, 581, down 9. March soybeans, 1482 and a quarter, down 13 and a quarter, now 13 and 3 quarters. And Nelvies at 1333 and 3 quarters, down 14 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.